mentioned that today is Rav Reuven Margolis' yard site. So in his Netzoytzeyar, right here on this Gemara, he says, Noidim Divrei Agra. He said, it's Yudu in the name of the Vilna Goyen. That the Goyen said, that why does the Gemara say, Kitcha b'tmara, afilo oimid kur tmara b'dina b'nikudashas chayshinam, shema shava pruta b'modai. He says, what's modai have to do with anything? Why not? Maybe in Paras. Maybe in Yavon. Why modai? So he says, it's Yodua, that the Goyen said, pshat, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's Perik Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Zayin. Hashem says, hinani meir aleim es modai. I'm going to bring modai. They're going to descend upon you. Asher kesef lo yachshoivu. Modai, money has no value. Vizov lo yachbetzu boy. And they're going to have no interest in your goal. Now, Pashat, this pasuk is a klolo, that the Navi is saying that, you know, the Medes are going to come, they're going to lay siege on Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to try to be paid to them. You're going to say, you know, take my money and run away. But they're going to be kesef lo yachshoivu, vizov lo yachbetzu boy. But said the Goyin, that you see from here, that in modai, money had no value. And because money had no value, there was extreme inflation. And if that's the case, so a tomorrow, which usually is a very, very billig gazach, it could be over there was worth more than a shava pruta. So he says, noidim divrei agra. It's you do that. The Goyen said that. That's why the Gemara says, shem shava pruta b'madai. Because you have a pasik that already was megalotos, that in madai kesef lo yachshoivu v'zov lo yachbetzu boy. So says, Rav Reuven Margolis, v'nira l'malis achrei divrei kotshoi. Incidentally, we always speak about the goyness of Rav Reuven Margolis. But if you're zoicha to learn the svar of Rav Reuven Margolis, the year of Shemayim, it jumps off the page. Just the way he writes. V'nira l'malis achrei divrei kotshoi. Shalochei noktu tamri. Why tomorrow? Why a date? Why not some other fruit? Why not something else? So this is classic. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, this is in the sugi of Chametz Noiksha, which is synonymous as maybe the most obscure sugi in Shas. So to take something out of a sugi like that, right now we're talking. So in the sugi of Chametz Noiksha, so the Mishnah talks about Sheikhar Hamadi, the beer that was brewed, that was made of Madi. So apparently there was something unique about Sheikhar Hamadi. So Rashi says, Sheikhar Hamadi, Lefi Sheba'isen Ayomim, Ein Noyegim Lasa Sheikhar, Elam Tamarim. People, they used to make beer from Tamarim. Ubimadi. However, Madi, Oisen Sheikhar Mimei Soirim. Deer was different. They used to make it from barley. Ke'ent Oisen Shalano, the way we make it. And therefore, it's referred to by this unique name of Sheikhar Hamadi. So Sheikhar Hamadi is beer that's made not from fruit, but beer that was made from barley. So Sheikhar Hamadi is the one that was not. So he says, why did they Dafkin Modi not make it from Tamarim? Why didn't they use what everybody else did? So he said, presumably because Tamarim had value in Modi. And being that it was valuable, so they don't want to use it for beer. So instead they use Sa'irim, right? Sa'irim is very, very billig. Sa'irim is always the very, very billig thing. But apparently, whereas Tamarim ordinarily was something, right? That's the whole point of Chazal. What are they trying to say? Kitcha b'tamara afilu oimid kur tamara medinar, because it's such a billig thing. But right, that's where they make beer from it, because it was so billig, so you just throw it away. Right? You make gala from it. You just put it in the pot, you cook it up, and you make something. That was the whole point. That's why they used to make Tamarim. But in Madi, you see that the Tamarim were more chashiv. How do you see that? Because they didn't use Tamarim, did they? They used Sayrim. It's a Mefurish Rashi. Psochim and Bazim men days on days. So that's the whole point, that kitcha b'tamara. Why? Because the tamar we know is more valuable than madi. And the Goyin already said that a madi was actually kesef leyachshoyv uvuzov leyachbetzubay. That's why we pick tamarim. That's why we pick madi.